me huri ana a te whakaaro me te kei o tēne waka. E harino ki Brisbane, ki te korokia John Shortland, e pāna ki ngā take o te wānei, me mi kona ki a koe, e te whenunga, tēnā koe, mōrena.
Kia ora rau, ki a koutou katoa, no te hau kāinga.
Tēnā koe, pēhana koe, pēhana ngā whāne nohono mai ki tērā o ngā kāngi, oho?
Oua, pai rawa, engari, 11 of our family have got COVID right now. Some of them have come out of it, some of them are still in it.
Okay, so it's a new variant. I know there's I've been on the online and there's actually a whole lot of people in Australia who have contracted the new variants, et whanunga.
Yeah. So I think we just got to learn how to live with it now. It gives you the impression that the vaccinations are working. There's no such thing as you can't get it. Now that people are getting it, since they've been vaccinated, they have a stronger chance of survival. So of our 11, none of them have been hospitalized. Only one has been retested positive.
E nui te pātai e pāna ki tērā take e hoa, I know that the perception that if you've been vaccinated, you can't actually pass it on to others, but in actual fact, even if you're vaccinated, you can actually pass it on to others. And it was something that hasn't really been outwardly told, and the perception that it's those people who are unvaccinated, the ones who are risking the rest of the community.
Well, my take on it is very simple. You have two choices, live or die. Now, if you don't choose to get vaccinated, you take the risk of doing a whole range of things. One of it is to contract it, and the other is to spread it. Now, those of us who have been vaccinated and are getting it and spreading it, well, that's the norm. That's been going on since Adam was a boy. And I'm saying the best thing is to stay alive, and if you want to stay alive, get vaccinated.
Tēnā koe, he whakaro on tēnā e te whānau. If we were really trying to eradicate disease, would address real causes for concern, poor nutrition, processed inorganic food, a lack of exercise, perpetual fear, unhealed trauma, poor sleep, lack of spiritual connection, exposure to a whole lot of other things like, and I'm just on air looking at a thing called Ancient Essence of Wisdom. And I thought we'd probably start our conversation with that, because along with that comes a whole lot of other things, and we live in a world of consumerism, simple things like how we eat, what we eat, how we exercise, all those things. Those must be really important to the oranga of the whānau, the wairua of the person, but also the wairua of papatūnuku, et whanunga.
Well, holy, that is 1,000%. And to me, what seems to be obstructing the thinking of people is the messaging. A lot of the messaging has been very, very poor, and a lot of the messaging has been very, devious, to say the least. And I think the reality is too much information, not enough activity, and consequently, the wrong information seems to be setting in at times.
So tēnā koe, so how are people coping with the variants, and what are some of the things that our whānau are doing to make sure that, you know, we're keeping in a safe space?
Well, we're a family of 40 plus, not quite 50, and we stick pretty close together. We're well informed, and we know that we're catching it, we know that it's spreading. So of our 40 plus, we have two specific families, one family of six, they've all had it, come out of it, and gone back to work. The other family of four, the mother of the house has been tested positive again, so they've got to go around it again. They can't come to our event on Friday because of that. And it's someone's 21st birthday, so, you know, you have to roll with what is possible, and you have to accept what is real.
Hmm. Yeah, tēnā koe, whanunga. Getting on to some of the important take for our whānau living in Brisbane, I know the health of the wairua, the health of the tinana, the health of our whanau is an important part of the way we roll, particularly when you're not living away from our papakanga, where you're unable to connect in the same way as you are when you're back home. You're able to go to the river and have a cocoa for our wairua, to help with our wairua. We're able to connect by doing our marakai and all those things that we have, and almost a privilege to live back at home. We spoke about the prospects of a marae being built for our whānau in Brisbane. How's that going?
Believe it or not, it's gathering traction, it's gathering interest, and we have started a men's group. We've followed that up with a youth group, which has a pioneering number of 11. We've now got a kapahaka group coming into the same space, which is of Rahiri descent. And so with those things in play, we will change the thinking of our disconnected people who feel disconnected. We have an opportunity to turn that all around. So we're looking forward to it. We think that over the next decade, in short spans, we will have a whole new look come the next Olympics, which is in 2032. So we're focusing on the area of that. In that are all these shifts and changes that reconnect us with good health, good information, and hopefully good outcomes.
Hmm.